Good afternoon, welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together, wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning once again to the book of Luke, but before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, and we do just ask that you would bless it to us, that we might grow in godliness, that we might love Christ more dearly and cherish Him in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 14, picking up at verse 15. When one of those who reclined at table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what have you commanded? What you have commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'" Well, we've been talking a lot about dinner parties over the last 3 days, and today as well we pick up back in this dinner party again, thinking about invitations to dinner parties, and it all comes about through the words or the questions, the statements of this particular man who's there. One of the dinner guests, whether it's the owner of the house or whether it's someone else, we're not told, but someone exclaims, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." And then Jesus brings this response. Now, that's actually a pretty important point, because that's going to help us understand what this parable is all about. Jesus is not totally, at least, continuing the section that went before it. It's related to it, and it's related to the section before that, but it's flowing intimately out of the healing on the Sabbath day that we began with in this chapter, and this statement, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." And in order to understand that, what you have to understand is that this man is making that statement with the assumption of something. What do you think he might be assuming? That's right. He is assuming that he is going to be in the kingdom of God. Because you wouldn't state that otherwise, would you? You wouldn't say, "Well, blessed is every person who gets invited and gets to turn up and eat the bread," if you think you're cast out, right? And so here is this man who's sitting at the table who, more than likely, with everybody else, was looking with scorn upon Jesus for healing this man with dropsy, now saying to Jesus, "Well, blessed is everyone, including myself, who gets to eat at the banquet feast in the kingdom of God." And so Jesus addresses him and addresses everybody else at this table, and you and I too. And he highlights two things. He again highlights the nature of God, but then he challenges everyone who would seek to come in. So firstly, as we saw yesterday, he highlights the nature of God who is pleased to save the poor, wretched sinners of this world. And let me just point you down to the end of the parable where he does this. So, towards the end, the master sends out the servant to go and collect, in verse 21, the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame, and then in verse 23, to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel people to come in. This is the nature and the heart and the glory of God is that in spite of the fact that you and I deserve nothing, that we are poor, pitiable, wretched creatures, yet God, in his estimable glory, extends his grace, mercy, invitation, and not only invites, but beckons and summons and pleads and implores us to come to him and be saved. And that's a wonderful reminder for us that people never go to hell because there is not a God who's willing to save them. I know sometimes we're tempted to speak that way, but it's not the case. God is unwilling that any should perish, but that all should repent and be saved. So, what does this teach us about those that are invited? Well, we're confronted with this parable of Jesus, and so this invitation to a great banquet goes out, very similar to the banquet they've just been in, and all of the important people are invited. And they all begin to make excuses, one after the other. So one has bought a field, another has some oxen, another has a new wife. And they all have legitimate excuses. I've got a business venture I need to deal with. I've got a new car that has to be sorted out. I have a new wife that needs to be having me spend time with her. These are legitimate reasons to skip a banquet, right? But they're not legitimate reasons to miss out on the marriage feast of the Lamb. And what Jesus is highlighting here is that the very men who were invited to join this banquet were unworthy. Why? Because they refused to come. You see, all of these people sitting there on that Sabbath day at the dinner party, while they heaped scorn upon the man with dropsy, were refusing to come to the feast that was provided for them. Though this man owning this dinner party would invite Christ to come to his dinner party, he would refuse to come to Christ's invitation. And so Christ has come to willingly extend the invitation to a man with dropsy and to the blind and the lame and the poor and those in the highways and the byways and to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious elite, because they too needed to come to Christ and to respond to the gracious call of God to repent. But they were unwilling. And so yes, on one hand we see the grace and the mercy and the love of God. But on the other hand, we see the stubbornness of self-righteous humans who would refuse to come to Christ. And so the great challenge for you and I today is not, am I worthy to obtain the kingdom of God? But am I unworthy and yet willing to respond to Christ and his invitation to come? Come, he says, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So will you come? There's only one provision. And it's our Saviour. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this glorious invitation to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, to have our burdens removed, and to sup with him forever. Help us to accept it, and help us to extend that invitation to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.